In this video, we are going to discuss getting religious art for your home. I'm going to share with you where I get some of my religious art, and then I'm going to share with you where you can get great religious art at an unbelievably low price. The quality of what you're getting for the price that you're paying is absolutely extraordinary. But first, let's discuss religious art.
Push and pull up, push and pull up. Shock 'em, Gemma, shock 'em. Clear.
The modern church constantly talks about how the family is the domestic church. Well, we go to church and God willing, there's beautiful art there. The purpose of that art is to lift the mind and the heart to God, to inspire us, to help us to encounter the divine. Well, if the house, the family, is the domestic church, I should have religious art in my home for the same purposes as the church does. It lifts the mind and the heart to God. To educate, yes, I can educate my children with religious art. It also educates them on what's important. When I have religious art in my home, it's saying to my children and to my guests and to myself that this is important to me, that I take my faith seriously. There are certain religious items that have special promises associated with them. Jesus, appearing to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, had promised her that those who have a devotion to the Sacred Heart, that peace would be in their families. He would bless every place where an image of his Sacred Heart was exposed and honored. So I think it's very important that you enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the prominent place in your home. Also, many of you know about the image of the Divine Mercy. Jesus promised to St. Faustina that wherever this image was, that many graces would flow there. I like these images, and they actually have something in common, not just that they are about Jesus, but they're also facing the individual. There are two types of religious art. There are religious art in which an activity is taking place. Over my shoulder, you see an image of the angel Gabriel announcing to the Virgin Mary. That is an educational piece of art that reminds me of an event. But when the subject is facing you, as some of the images that you might see over my shoulders, the icon of Jesus, he's facing forward, the image of Our Lady of the Rosary, she's facing forward. When I'm at my desk and I'm working and then I look up and I see Our Lady's eyes and our eyes lock, it's almost as if she's saying to me, don't forget to pray your rosary. When I'm working on the computer, if you can see over my shoulder, I have an image of the Divine Mercy. Not only are the rays from the computer screen coming over me, I have the rays of God's mercy shining upon me. So religious art is very important. My room, I will admit, is a little bit extra. I don't expect you to go out and buy like all of this art. I've collected these items over a period of time and some of them were gifts. So I'm gonna share with you some of the places and some of the things that I like to buy. So the first thing I'd like to show you are my children's favorites. My children like these a lot, so we have these in their bedroom. They are from monasteryicons.com. I like them because they're a pretty good quality. For me, the 11 by 14 is a sweet spot. So you can see a monastery icon here of Saint Maria Goretti. They have all these female saints, all these male saints. They have all these different aspects from the life of Jesus. They've got a great variety of different Marys that you can pick from. And if you're trying to make a collection, these would be good to start with. There is another website that is very good that I have used. It's called Portraits of the Saints. What's good about Portraits of the Saints, there's saints on their website that I've never even heard of. So if you know somebody who has an obscure patron, chances are Portraits of the Saints has it. The next, my actual favorite place to buy religious art is CatholicToTheMax.com. If you'll notice this plaque of the Sacred Heart, the plaque of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, there's a plaque of Our Lady of the Angels, there's a plaque of Saint Michael. I like the plaques because they're wood, they have a nice finish, and all of these plaques came from CatholicToTheMax.com. So the 8x12 there, it's a pretty decent size. An 8x12, you can get that for $37. Off to my right, you'll see St. Maximilian Kolbe. That is a 20-inch by 24-inch portrait of him. I know his temperament. He was a very busy man. He would say that he wanted to convert the world to the Immaculate and do it as soon as possible. That's why he's so big there. He's saying, Gabriel, get to work. We've got work to do. We've got souls to save. So I have a big one. And even for that large one, which has a great presence to it, it was only $121. $121 only? Yeah, I know that's a lot of money, but if I were to measure the amount of work and the inspiration that that image of Maximilian Kolbe has given to me, there's no contest on the value, my personal value, to having that image in my office. So let me tell you a little story. So I got this large image of Maximilian Kolbe, and then I felt bad. I felt like Maximilian Kolbe was telling me, Gabriel, you can't have a large image of me and not have an even bigger image of Mary the Immaculata. So if you'll notice there, I had to get a statue of her. Let me give you a hint when you're getting statues. I love statues, okay? Statues are very nice, but they're expensive. So I have a secret if you're trying to buy statues. Garden statues are way cheaper than church statues. So I got this statue, life size, larger than she probably was in real life. I got this for $600. I got it from wayfair.com. They have other images of Our Lady, but I wanted one with the rosary. Disregard this envelope. I have special intentions and I put them in the hands of Mary. Like I was saying, Maximilian Kolbe induced me to get Mary. And Mary says, my boy, me, how can you have me here without my son next to me? So this is the next secret that I'm going to share with you. So you can get a large, so this is a big blank wall, but I have a large, high quality crucifix image. It's going to take up this entire wall. I got this for around $100. Wow, how? Where did you get that? Let me tell you the secret. We're living in a time where we can have images produced for us. This comes from a place called magicmurals.com. And it's a vinyl that's gonna stick to this wall. I'm gonna put it up and I'm gonna show you what it looks like. If you're a youth minister, you have like a youth room and you want a large image of Our Lady, of Jesus, of Divine Mercy, magicmurals.com. There's also a website called fatheads.com that you can try. There's many. Just go in custom vinyl murals and you'll find them cheap. $100, $120. Excellent price per value. Now, this last one is a real gem. You can get images put on canvases for extraordinarily cheap. Like the last tip where you're getting a mural of vinyl canvas and you're having that put up and the image is something that you found offline, you want to make sure that that's in the public domain. So for example, I got this image of St. Michael. I did have a large mural made for my youth ministry and then I had a canvas made and guess how much this was? $13. Now, there's two websites that I go to get these. I go to either Canvas Bees or Canvas Champ. Canvas Champ, the quality is a little bit better, but the shipping takes a lot longer. Canvas Bees, the price is a little lower and they entice you with a buy one, get one free. The shipping costs a little more, but you get it much quicker. The Canvas Champ has a wood behind it. I'll show images of that, it has wood behind it. The Canvas Bees doesn't, it's just the canvas itself. So if you're gonna carry your image around in a procession, if you're gonna go to the abortion mill with your image of St. Michael the Archangel, I would recommend Canvas Champ. At Canvas Champ, you can get a 20 by 30 image on canvas for less than $35. That is bigger than my Maximilian Kolbe. It's a great price. If you're just trying to get as many as possible, as soon as possible, I would go with canvasbees.com. When you put these things on, I don't want you to come and complain to me and say, Gabriel, my wife, she's so angry, I put so many holes in the wall. Okay, use your brain. We have something called 3M command strips for paintings. Every single one of the images you see on my wall has been using these 3M command strips. If you have websites that you like, go ahead and comment below and let me know where you get your religious images. I will include in the information section of this video links to where you can get these things in case you didn't catch those earlier. So I do encourage you to start buying religious art. Think of it this way. We have pictures of our loved ones in our homes. How much do we honor the saints? How much do we honor the angels? How much do we honor Jesus and Mary? When we put their images in our homes, it reminds us, yes, of the things that are important to us, but they can also move our hearts when looking at their images. God bless you, God love you, and have a great day. Yes. Yeah, no, I just finished filming a video that I'm gonna post. Oh, no, thanks. So I'm gonna probably start editing a video for next week as well, now that I'm at it. Yeah? Okay, well, I'll see you tonight. Talk to you later. Hi, it's me. I'm here from the future. So I wanted to tell you that I have another YouTube channel where I post lectures and talks that I've given. It's True Faith Talks. You can also check out my website, truefaith.tv. God bless you. I better go.